Hi, my name is Jeremiah, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom. What house did you live in when you were first growing up?
We lived in several houses growing up. The reason is my parents were involved in church and ministry, so they moved like every year.
Every
So,
year.
yes, every year. It seemed like every year. So we would my father is a was a youth minister. So he would, we lived like in Napa, Arroyo Grande, where else? Porterville. I lived in Santa Barbara. I lived in Ventura and Santa Maria.
A lot of places.
I know, I lived several places.
What was high school like for you?
High school for me was it was hard to make friends because we moved a lot. It wasn't easy. Yeah, it was hard to get good grades because, like I said, we moved a lot every year.
What was middle school like for you?
Middle school for me was it was hard because of the moving.
The same reason.
Yeah, same reason. Yeah.
Where and how did you meet your husband?
I met my husband at, oh, that's a
I
funny
just picked
question.
random ones.
Okay, I met my husband, your father, at my workplace in Ventura, and it's a store called JJ Newberry's, which is no longer here in Ventura.
What place did you and your husband get married at?
The place we got married at Ventura at a church called South Coast Fellowship.
Is there any teachers that you like the most?
I could remember my first teacher from kindergarten. Her name was Miss Studley. I liked her a lot.
What was elementary or kindergarten like for
Kindergarten for me was fun.
you?
And again, that was my first kindergarten teacher, Miss Studley. She was really fun. I really enjoyed doing the crafts and learning. Just having fun learning songs and doing crafts and learning my reading and alphabets and just getting to make friends. And yeah, that was a lot of fun for me.
Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kind the most kindest to you in your life?
One of the people, I have a lot of people that have been very kind to me in my life.
Like any person, if you can,
Have to pick one.
remember.
Can I come back to that one?
Sure. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I am most grateful for my family, and I am thankful that we have God in our life and for the things that He has done for us and for always being there for us and our children.
Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
Happiest memories.
Yeah, or That, I guess.
My happiest memory is when I became a mother and just, raising my children.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in your life?
My greatest accomplishment in life was, or is, just being able to finish school, high school, graduating, and knowing that I accomplished my schooling, getting good grades, and just being able to graduate, and to be able to share with my children that I did graduate, and I have my diploma, and to encourage them to finish school.
How has your life has been different than what you've imagined?
I never thought that I would have a big family with six children, but I wouldn't change it for anything in this world. I'm very thankful for the big family that I have. I am happy. These are tough questions to answer.
I just picked random ones.
I know, they're just, having to answer them is like,
I couldn't even find good ones.
No, they're good.
Anyways, did you have a nickname? If so, can you tell me a story how you got it?
I did have a nickname. I don't know how I got it, but my parents used to call me Nuki. I don't know why I got that name, but
can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Yes, I grew up in Santa Barbara, and it was fun growing up there in Santa Barbara, but like I said, we traveled a lot because of church and my parents being involved in ministry. But we always did go back. If we moved to Napa or Santa Maria or Rio Grande every year or so, we would always go back to Santa Barbara, where I was born and grew up there. And I did make friends, but like I said, we didn't get to stay there long. But yeah, it was fun.
Tell me about your brother or sister. How would you describe them?
I have a brother and a sister, and my brother is my youngest. My sister is actually younger than myself also. They are both fun, loving, kind, and... Yeah.
Are there any childhood friends you want to tell me about?
No, not really.
Do you have any other favorite stories from your childhood? If you can remember it.
Oh, any favorite stories? I could remember one story when I lived in Santa Barbara. They used to have, by the beach, they used to have like a an area where they had pony rides, and I remember my parents would take us there to go and have little pony rides on the weekend, and I always thought that was fun. They don't have that there anymore, but we would get on a real live pony and ride on them. So that was always fun.
Oh, I think that's the same question. How did you propose?
Propose to who?
Your husband.
I didn't propose. Your dad proposed to me.
Oh. I just picked a random question.
How did your dad propose to
yeah.
me? Oh, how did he propose to me? Your dad. How did he propose to me? I know he asked your dad. My dad. And my mom for my hand in marriage. We had dinner. Yeah. And where was it at? Gosh, it's been so long. I can't even remember. I can't remember. I know that he got down on his knees and he asked me for my hand in marriage, but I can't even remember where it was. It's been so long. Yeah.
All right. Do you like your job?
Yes, I love my job. Yeah.
That's it.
I love working with children. My job is working with students, and every day when I go and work with the students that I work with, I know that sometimes there's going to be days that I have challenges, but being able to work with them and knowing that I'm going to make a difference in their life, it's rewarding. And so Mama loves doing that. So just making a difference and encouraging them and to stay in school, and it's fun.
Do I go back to that one question?
Oh yes, what was it?
Let me find it. What was it? No, I forgot what the question was.
So did I.
What was it? Man, what was the question? Wait, did you answer this? Oh, those are childhood friends. Are there any childhood friends you want me to tell me about?
I think I answered it, said no, not really.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're done then. I don't remember the question.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.